This is World Cafe. I'm Raina Duris. Maybe you are someone who finds it easy to relax and clear your head. Or maybe you find your mind is always racing at 100 miles an hour. Or odds are you fall somewhere in between those two extremes. And if you do, the Felice Brothers might be just the band you're looking for. On their latest album, From Dreams to Dust, brothers Ian and James Felice sing about anxieties, pressures, and a world that makes less and less sense all the time. But they do it with a reassuring warmth that may remind you that even though things can feel like they're spinning out of control sometimes, you're not alone. Coming up, I'm joined by Ian and James to talk about the album, and you'll hear live performances recorded with the full band, hitting the gas pedal and starting with this, Jazz on the Autobahn.
Sheriff disappeared. He drove in a doomed Corvette. Helen was in the passenger seat, eating melon and spitting out the seeds, feeling happy to be alone, but still turning a saxophone as cold as stone, kind of like. Human eyes, poison bird baths and torrents of chemical rain, like the heads of state hyperventilating in clouds of methane. Sundown on the human heart. And this is what the apocalypse will sound like, but it'll be loud as a mushroom cloud. It'll sound like Final Jeopardy, but somehow be ghostly. Like a glockenspiel, like the testing of bombs or the tapping of stiletto heels. It'll sound like jazz, 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 jazz on the Autobahn. It'll sound like jazz, 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 jazz on the Autobahn. The sheriff disagreed. He tried to make a distinction between death and extinction. They stopped off at a place called Hamburger Heaven to grab a bite to eat, but Helen had no appetite. She just drank a 7-Up while the sheriff tapped his coffee cup to a distant beat. It won't look like those old frescoes, man, I don't think so. There'll be no angels with swords, man, I don't think so.
Jazz on the
On World Cafe, the Felice Brothers performing their song Jazz on the Autobahn. It's from their latest album, From Dreams to Dust. I'm Raina Duras. Today, I am joined by the Felice Brothers, Ian and James Felice. It's so great to meet you guys.
Thank you.
Hi.
Welcome back to the World Cafe.
So good to be back. It's been a really long time, I believe.
Yeah, it's been a minute. Could I have each of you introduce yourselves one at a time so everyone knows whose voice is whose? You can say your full name. Ian, maybe you start.
I'm Ian Felice. This is my voice.
All right, perfect.
I'm James Felice, and this is my voice.
Wonderful. You've passed the first test.
All right.
I want to talk about where you made the album. Ian, you renovated this church that you recorded in. It was built in 1873. How did you end up acquiring a 150-year-old church in the first place?
I bought a house, and the church was in the front yard, basically. And it was kind of, the congregation was just a bunch of very old people, like in their 80s, like four old women. And so they couldn't afford to maintain it anymore. And so they offered it, you know, to me because they knew I was a musician and I wanted to use it to make art and music. So, you know, it just worked serendipitously. And, you know, we renovated it and it's just a beautiful space now. So very lucky.
Are you a handy guy? Have you ever renovated anything like that before?
I mean, when I was younger, I worked with my dad and my uncles and my grandpa, who are all carpenters. So I learned some skills, but I haven't put them to use in many, many years. So I had my good friend who I grew up with, who's a great carpenter. So,
and I can see some windows behind you. What is the view when you're making music in there and you look out the window? What are you looking at?
There's a creek and then there's a road. It's quite close to the road. And I mean, it's the country, so it's just trees and farmland around. Yeah.
You guys have recorded albums in some unique places before, like an old New York theater, a chicken coop. What did recording in this old renovated church bring to the album? James, maybe you can take this one.
This one actually sounded good. like right away. It was just a huge box, which has its own challenges, but with some help from our good friend Nate Wood, who's like a brilliant musician and engineer, he like told us, yeah, get these acoustic blankets, hang them here. And we did it. We just did whatever he told us to do. And it made it sound even better, much better. And so, yeah, now you're in a room that's beautiful, has history. It feels good to be in it. And when you play a note on a piano or a guitar, it actually doesn't sound like crap, like a chicken coop might.
Well, let's go into another live performance. In this song, Ian, there's a line where you sing, I learned to sing in a chicken coop.
Oh, no, before, that's not me singing. That's James.
That's James. That's
both,
you singing.
We both learned to sing in a chicken coop.
That's true.
So you both did. So, yeah, I mean, what can you tell us about Blow Him Apart?
Yeah, I wrote that song. It's basically a true story about my life. We learn to sing in a chicken coop. That's where we lived and recorded our first couple records. I lived there for like way too long, like 8 years. And when it was sort of falling apart, when we moved in there, we did some work. Actually, our dad helped us do some renovation to it. So we raised the roof a bit. So the building itself was actually relatively long, like 40-something feet long, I think. We recorded our records in there. I lived in there. I basically hung packing blankets like around the wood stove and had a couch, a futon couch that I pushed up as close as I could to it. And I lived in there for years, which is embarrassing to admit. And then in 2011, there was a flood. A hurricane came through and flooded the whole place, destroyed most of our gear, and chased us out. And that was probably the only way we ever would have left the chicken coop.
Wow. Wow. I hope that the church is has flood insurance, I guess.
Yeah, me too.
Well, let's hear Blow Him Apart performed live for World Cafe, the Felice Brothers.
I
I send money to missionaries. My rent situation's officially scary. I smoke cigarettes on my grandma's grave. I mix more medication than mixed martial arts fans live in basements. I talk,
sorry,
when I'm afraid. That's right. But I watched you blow him apart like a meteor. They'll find pieces that boy's heart when they get to Mars. I took to the streets, I learned from busking. My technique is worse than disgusting. But you can teach yourself anything. I'm the living proof. I got laughed at by future stars. They get their masters at Juilliard. I learned to sing in a chicken coop. And I watched you burn him alive. He just looked amazed. They'll be washing that boy's pride off these streets for days. Oh,
Blow Him Apart, recorded live for World Cafe by the Felice Brothers. Their latest album is called From Dreams to Dust. I'm talking to Ian and James Felice today. In the liner notes of this album, it says, all songs written by Ian Felice and James Felice. Being songwriting partners in a band can be challenging even when artists aren't related to each other. Siblings, of course, have a special relationship. How does that work within the band? How does it help you or maybe sometimes hinder you?
For me, I just have a lot of respect for Ian's songwriting. Like, that's the whole reason why I wanted to be in a band with him in the first place. Because he'd write these songs when, you know, we were, like, you know, teenagers, and they were the best songs I'd ever heard. So I was like, oh, okay, this is amazing. I want to be a part of this. So for me, I just sort of like trying to help, you know, help manifest the songs and get them out into the world. And the biggest problem is he writes so many great songs that I think are awesome that he doesn't want to put out. And that's where most of our fights are.
Right.
It's like, this song has to be on the record, dude. And he's like, no. And so that's usually what we fight about.
Ian, do you want to speak to that?
That's very sweet. Thanks, James. I feel the same way about him. You know, I don't want to say it because it's going to get a little too emotional, but we just respect each other's artistry, you know?
Yeah.
And so, and we're good friends, so it just works.
We're going to hear you perform the song Silverfish next. It's a song that seems to be about pests. You've got bugs, raccoons, a guy who's messaging James's girlfriend. and James, you shot the video, which is full of these detailed close-ups of insects. It looks like it could be from a documentary like Planet Earth. How did you develop this hobby and skill shooting bugs?
I started shooting bugs years ago. I grew up in the woods. My whole life. And for my whole life, I was terrified of insects and plagued by them. So, you know, you have like winter and then you have bug season, which is like come April. It's just black flies and mosquitoes and beetles and centipedes everywhere you go and everywhere you look, inside and outside. And I always had a problem with that. And I realized I can't like live my life being upset at these creatures because I'm going to be miserable. So I tried to take that fear and turn it into something interesting.
Yeah.
And I've been pretty successful about it. Now, every time a bug lands on me, instead of freaking out, I become interested. And you know, I'm like, oh, do I have my camera? So I thought I did a pretty good job leveraging my fear in that way. But yeah, the song is definitely also expresses my just how annoying being alive can be, I suppose, and how impotent sometimes we are to deal with it and to do anything about it.
I mean, yeah, for a lot of people, like you said, bugs are a nuisance or they're gross or it's just about getting rid of them. And even in the song, it sounds like you acknowledge you got to do something. Mm. You might have to kill the bugs. When you spend, but like exactly. When you spend time with those things that annoy you and like the bugs, looking at them up close, how does that shift your perspective about everything in your life?
It just makes you realize that you live life from a very specific and narrow and provincial perspective. Mm-hmm. You know, whatever I am, 6 foot something ape that I'm like this far from the floor when I stand up and I'm this far from the ceiling when I lie down, and trees are big and bugs are tiny. But for most living creatures, it's a completely different experience of the world. And I don't know if bugs have an experience of the world. I don't know. Agnostic on that point. But I just makes me, it helps me adjust my perspective and to have more respect for the world that I live in and realize how teeming and full of life it is.
Well, let's hear Silverfish, performed by the Felice Brothers on World Cafe.
Silverfish in my soap dish, perfectly designed to be unpleasant to find. Garden ants the size of graduates, my how you have grown. Centipede makes my girlfriend scream, like literally arrived tonight to ruin my life. Paper wasps stole my parking spot, I'm aware now that's their home. I gotta do something. I gotta do something. I gotta do something. I gotta do something. My Honda Fit's got mice in it. Well, the biggest investment of my life's infested with mice. My mom feeds raccoons, they live on the roof of the house where I was raised. Some guy from Leeds sends my girlfriend memes. One literally arrived as I was writing this line. A red-tailed hawk ate my neighbor's dog, he just carried her away. I gotta do something. 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 Do something. I gotta do something.
killing me.
The Felice Brothers live for World Cafe with their song Silverfish. Their new album is called From Dreams to Dust. I'm talking to Ian and James Felice today. Throughout the album, there's a real warmth to the music itself, but lyrically, there is this undercurrent of unease. There's the nagging feeling that you gotta do something in that song that we just heard, Silverfish. The pretty piano playing under the scary pitch-shifted voice in the song Money Talks, which sounds like this.
Can you walk me through these gaps in your resume? What makes you uncomfortable? Do you think the sources of your motivation align with the position being offered?
Then there's the song To-Do List, which is a to-do list, but it also feels sort of sinister because it's like you're being bombarded. You can never, ever relax. There's this kind of this feeling, at least I felt, that things aren't quite right out there in America in 2021. And the same goes for the last song that we're going to hear today, Valium. Starts with this lovely piano playing, and then the vocals kick in. It's about being in a motel room. Where did this song come from? Was it actually inspired by sitting and watching HBO in a real motel room?
Yeah, I mean, it's a tour. It's definitely a tour experience song. It's about kind of being adrift, yeah, on the border of Utah and Colorado. And then he's watching a John Wayne film on the TV. So there's a contrast between the reality and the, you know, the Hollywood versions of the American West, and then Annie Oakley and everything else. And so the character is kind of lost in a way.
Yeah. I mean, John Wayne and Annie Oakley, you could think of as, you know, American or Americana icons. Then you mentioned Marilyn, who sort of sounds like she could be someone you really know. Or, you know, if you're hearing John Wayne and Annie Oakley, it's easy to think, is this Marilyn Monroe? Who's Marilyn?
She's just a mysterious character that the narrator is remembering. So I don't know. She doesn't have a specific identity in the song. Yeah.
Valium, the Felice Brothers on World Cafe.
At a motel on the border of Utah and Colorado. There's an old John Wayne movie on, I think it's John Wayne. A bride is being carried away on horseback and into the darkening horizon. The soft murmur of strings and the lowing of distant cattle. It's like Valium for the national conscience. Valium, Valium, in this warmly beating heart, in this warmly beating heart. Oh, my happiness is touch and go. This motel's HBO. I've been sitting here flipping through the channels, a presidential debate. Split second later, a picture-perfect dinner emerges from an oven. Yeah, that rattlesnake never stood a chance against the likes of Annie Oakley. Thank you.
Well, the night is too silent to sleep, so I'm standing now in the dust of the road, contemplating heaven. I must have been lost on some kind of excursion up the Colorado. I think her name was Marilyn, but I can't remember anything else about her, except that her hair smelled of gunpowder. That's it for tonight. Signing off.
Live for World Cafe, that was the Felice Brothers with Valium. It's from their new album, From Dreams to Dust. My guests today have been James Felice and Ian Felice. Thank you guys so, so much for taking the time to talk to me today.
Thank you so much.
Really appreciate it.
It's been a real pleasure. I'm Raina Duras, back in a moment with more World Cafe.